Well, we've talked about the question tonight, does your life have meaning? Does your life have meaning? And what is the meaning of life? Well, it's very easy to kind of myopically consider that only at a philosophical level. What's the meaning of life? But you can also consider that question at a relational level. Does your life mean something to someone? Do you mean something to someone? This supper is all about that kind of meaning as well. Jesus tells us to do this to remember him, but it's worth turning that around and asking, does Jesus remember us? Does Jesus remember me? Does Jesus remember you? Do you mean anything to him? You know, maybe you've had this experience when your friend is on a trip. You're back in town, but your friend's away on a trip, away from home. But while your friend's away, your friend contacts you. Your friend sends a text with pictures. Your friend calls you and says, I'm having a great trip. I wish you could be here. You've got to see some of these things. I can't wait to tell you about it. I was thinking about you out here in Chicago or over here in Colorado, and your friend was thinking about you. When he does that, you mean something to your friend. Your friend's remembrance of you conveys your friend's love for you. It conveys to you that you mean something to someone. Does Jesus remember you? Yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. He does it around the clock. He does it whether you're near or far. Jesus remembers you. Hebrews tells us that you are always on Jesus' mind. He ever lives to intercede. That means you're his person. He's your priest, and he is always talking about you. He's always telling someone about you. He's always asking on your behalf something for you. In this meal, we take bread. And what you're saying by that is, I need someone who is on the inside. I need someone who's on the inside in the heavenly temple. Jesus is the bread inside the temple for me. And in this meal, we take wine. That tells us that Jesus shed blood for me. He sweat for me. He's willing to work for me. He even bled for me. And so when you take the supper, you're saying, Jesus Christ will never forget me. How could he? He still bears wounds for me. So Jesus is the one who arranged this new Passover meal. He says, do this in remembrance of me. And we know that spiritually he will feed us as we do this by faith. So if you are someone who has come to know Jesus Christ in this way, if you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, or something just weird happened with your church membership, you're not running away from church. You haven't been put out of church. You're just trying to find a church. You're here. Come. If you're a believer in Christ, come. Take this supper. This is for you. If you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're just investigating this, we are very glad that you're here. And we welcome you. We invite you to stay with us. And this is going to be a time for you where you can just observe what's going on. We would love to answer questions about it. And maybe this is a time where you can ask questions you have about God to God. You could use the time in that way. Let's pray together now. Lord Jesus, we pray that as we take this wine, we would be taking into ourselves you, your body. And as we drink the wine, we would be taking into ourselves your blood shed for us. Oh Lord, this spiritual reality, it's the reality that we need at every level for our bodies and our souls to be forgiven and reconciled and to know that we'll be raised and that everything will be set right. The creation, the entire creation will be restored and renewed in Christ. We're eating and feasting now in preparation for that day and for that final feast when we'll be laughing. We'll be laughing and saying to you and to one another, hasn't Jesus done all things well? And so come to us now in this supper, we pray, and confirm in us the work you've begun. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for bringing us into his flock. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.